The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
You have a beautiful fireplace that you never use. Well, Robin and I did too. It was just a hole in the wall that sucked all the heat out of the room. Well, we fixed that when we visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island, the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I selected an Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert, and Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation and have provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. We both enjoy the convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries both Enviro and Regency brands, and we just hope you'll stop by and check that out before the cold weather comes next fall. So you can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Check out the line of grills and stop into the showroom soon so you'll be ready when the cold weather returns in a couple of months. Visit BackyardBilly's.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Open 7 days a week, Route 50 at Exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. And we're back with more of the Outdoors and Radio Show. Robin's decided to join us for the second hour. And we're also joined by Tacklebox Tim. Good morning.
Good morning, Alan. Good morning, Robin.
Hey, you had me stumped last week.
I'm sorry.
I know you like, I mean, I've met you, I've seen you 100 times, I've seen your calendar in the house 100 times. But yes, I was out of context, and I could not think of who you were.
Oh, that's quite okay.
Oh, you snuck up on us at the booth at the show, at the sports show.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Has it been a couple weeks? It feels like it was yesterday.
Yeah, this guy's lurking outside the booth, looking at Robin, looking at me, and Robin has no idea.
I thought I knew him, but I knew him. I just couldn't put the name with the face. But I also got hit a couple times that way this weekend with people, and I didn't, or that weekend, and I was more than a little confused.
Yeah, it's a lot going on at those shows when you're on the other side of the table.
Yeah, you're not kidding. So, yeah, Robert, my fault, 100%. I'll put my hand up first. Forgot to take the folding chairs that we have in storage to the event. Didn't know that they weren't providing chairs. Of course, I didn't read the paperwork where they said we're not providing tables and chairs. So I took tables, but I forgot chairs.
Oh.
And Robin had to use her mobility scooter to sit on day one, but it also gave her the opportunity to go scoot around the show.
Well, I was planning on that anyway.
I know, but did you get through there okay with that?
Yeah, some people were very, very nice, and there are some extremely rude, nasty people out there.
I know. Did you have to blow your horn?
No, I don't blow my horn.
Oh, no, you don't blow the horn. You just put the elbows out.
There you go. Yeah, put those elbows out. Coming through.
You just think after all this time there'd be nicer people in this world, but there's not.
No, and I'll tell you that building is not very accessible.
I did say I was going to make a complaint about that.
Yeah. Anyway, Tim, you have a great announcement to make. What you got, buddy?
Well, Al, I want to do the tackle giveaway promotion like we
did
last year.
Okay.
In May, we'll run white perch. We'll do a little different. We'll do two bass in June and July, and then again, two striper tackle sets in August and September.
That sounds good.
Sounds wonderful.
It's all set up. Very, very similar packages to last year with the perch. A couple of spin rigs, a couple of my hand-tied tandem rigs, and a couple of quarter-ounce lipless baits, and then we'll do some hard bass baits and some skirted things, and then in the striper stuff we'll throw in some naked chatter baits and XL spin rigs and some hard baits, also some top water stuff and some rattle trap things.
Cool, man. Sounds like a
pretty good.
That sounds wonderful.
Yep.
Also, Alan, last Saturday I ran into a friend of yours.
A friend of mine.
Uh-oh. Yeah, it was. He was said his name was 4 pound 14 ounce smallmouth.
4 pound 14 ounce. Let's see. Is it somebody I fished with?
Yeah, it was.
Was it Glenn?
I caught the fish on the Susquehanna last week. On a day where
I get it.
You didn't get that?
He sent me a picture.
No, but you didn't.
No, he ran into a friend of mine. He knows I love to fish for smallmouth bass. Yeah. 4 pound, 14 ounces. That is a big river fish, man.
It was for the fishery that it was caught in. That was huge.
Yeah, exactly.
It wasn't a day that conducive to catching anything. I've caught some on days like that. You know, first day after a front, and it's still blowing a little bit, and just miserable cold, and I've caught some stupid small fish before, but I have never caught a stupid big fish before, and I'm saying that because it was the only fish caught that day, and no matter where we went or what we did prior to that fish or after, we couldn't catch a thing because of the environment and the conditions we were presented. But
yeah,
that's right up there for local fish of a lifetime.
Yep. Well, at least you preserved it with a photo, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
I eventually would love to get a legitimate 5 pound smallmouth. I've caught them, never weighed them, but, you know, 21 and a half inches in the spring is probably bumping up against 5 pounds pretty quick. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
You know, but I'd love to get a reproduction mount, smallmouth mount for somewhere in our back room. I just haven't pulled the trigger on it yet. But, you know, my favorite fish, I've caught a lot of big ones. I've caught, you know, a handful over 20 inches, and hopefully we're going again this year. But they're so much fun to catch. And I've been fishing for them since I was a little kid. I mean, you know, when I first started fishing, I think I was 6. And, you know, started out catching little panfish along the shoreline, little tiny hooks, a little piece of nightcrawler, and throwing it in the rocks, and, you know, catching rock bass and bluegills and pumpkin seeds and all that stuff. But when we started fishing seriously, smallmouth was one of the things we targeted, mostly on the Juniata River up in Pennsylvania. And, of course, live helgramites and live crawfish were the bait. I mean, we didn't do a lot of artificial lure slinging. I mean, maybe a MEP spinner every now and then or something like that. But, you know, I love catching smallmouth, probably from the first one I ever caught. And it's just a great game fish. So
it is. My late cousin Brian got me into them years ago, just wading in the Gunpowder River close to the house.
Oh yeah, you and I have done that.
They pound for pound, it's a better fight than a largemouth.
No question. Yep. So, it's quite a fish to catch and quite a fish to fight, and, you know, quite a fish to release to fight another day. So.
Absolutely. Yeah, she went right back after she hit the scales to get a weight and picture, and off she went.
Yep. Very nice.
Hopefully, we'll catch her again in a tournament situation.
Now, was that on one of your baits?
No, that was actually on a drop shot rod rig.
Really?
Folks aren't familiar with that. It's more or less a single hook that you tie in to your line, just like you would be bottom fishing for perch or whatever.
Yep.
And instead of putting a natural worm on it, you put a fancy pants drop shot worm on it.
Drop shot, y'all. It's got to be a drop shot worm.
Yeah.
Can't be anything else.
No, whatever type of thin worm type plastic floats your boat, and you just drag it around like you're bottom fishing.
Yep. So look at that, Robin.
What? Oh, that's pretty.
Yeah.
That's really
I'm showing
pretty.
Robin the picture of the fish.
Oh, nice.
Yep. So very good, buddy. Well, look, we appreciate the offer for the tackle, and that's May and June, right? I mean, we're starting the end of May.
We're going to start the phone listeners to be eligible the 1st of May, and then we'll do the giveaway the last weekend in May or whatever weekend you're doing because of a holiday, and then I'll do last weekend of every month.
Yeah, sounds good, buddy. Greatly appreciate it.
I appreciate the opportunity also.
Yes, sir. And what's the name? What's the name of the tackle?
I'm calling it High Tide Lures.
High Tide Lures. Okay. Is there a Facebook page or anything yet?
Not yet. I'm going to be working on that. I got to do it so it's a hobby gone mad.
Yeah, of course. How about your logo? Anything going on there?
Oh, I'm going with the same one with the rattle trap type bait swimming along.
Okay. Send me a copy of it when you get it totally completed, okay?
Okay. Will do.
Sounds good, buddy. Thanks, Tim.
Right.
Yep.
Bye.
See you,
Bye-bye.
Tim.
So, Robin, you know why people, when they get older, seem to read the Bible more? They're just cramming for their final exam.
Okay.
That's from our buddy Joe.
Had to be.
Yeah.
That was a Joe joke.
That was a Joe joke. I love Joe jokes.
So do I.
Yeah.
They're not your jokes.
Well, okay. We'll just go with that then. You're a funny girl. You know that?
Uh-huh.
Yes, indeed. Yes. All right. Hey, so, look, you have lots of time to get your backyard ready for the first holiday, you know, the spring, unless, you know, you're looking at Mother's Day, which is a month away, and you might want to hurry up a little bit for that if you want to have a, you know, a celebration in the backyard for Mother's Day. And then, of course, is Memorial Day, and then Father's Day, and then 4th of July, and all. So, look, plenty of opportunities coming up here shortly to get your backyard in great shape with a new barbecue grill maybe on the deck or some new deck chairs or new, you know, picnic table and chairs and that type of thing. Well, we know where to go for all that. Backyard Billy's on Kent Island is your go-to place for making backyards fun. A giant selection of colorful, weatherproof, poly outdoor and patio furniture, including tables and chairs, especially those Adirondack chairs. You can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44 in Kent Island. You'll find gym sets for the kids, you know, with the sliding board and all that stuff. They've got that. You'll find storage sheds, too, at Backyard Billy's Backyard. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to Maryland and Delaware beaches. Now, inside Backyard Billy's showroom, that's where you can check out the barbecue grills in the Hearth America section. Pellet grills by Traeger, ceramic smoker grills by Kamado Joe, and Big Green Egg. You'll see all that with all the accessories at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. And there's this huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings and furniture and accessories and you name it. You can do those little outdoor cookouts on those sometimes chilly evenings. Keep in mind, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. Visit BackyardBillies.com. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B. That's Evans Avenue, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. Hey, crabbing season. Well, crabbing's open. If you want to go, you know, drop a line off a pier somewhere, put the pot overboard, you can do that. Clyde Sport Shop has all that. They have everything for crabbing, including open-top crab traps, the Pasadena-style open-top topless crab traps. They have the box traps, the low profile. They've got the baskets. They've got the lids. They've got the trot lines. They've got the steamers. They've got the spice. They've got everything you need for crabbing at Clyde Sport Shop. Fishing, too. Rods and Reels by Shakespeare and Pfluger and many others. A famous ugly stick rod. A great selection of St. Croix rods. Yes, indeed. And Penn Reels as well. Live and frozen bait, minnows, fishing license, rod repairs, and terminal tackle for every type of fishing you want to do. All kinds of lures for everything you need, including circle hooks and bucktails and umbrellas and parachutes coming up for the upcoming striped bass season. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. That phone number 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sport Shop. Since 1957. Celebrating some type of anniversary this year. Why not check them out? Clyde Sports Shop is located again, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. I was going to give you the website, but they changed it. So I have to look it up. All right. Stop by Clyde's. You'll be glad you did. And we'll be right back after this.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on, truck bedliner, and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packin' mama, lay that pistol down. Oh, drinking beer in a cabaret, was I having fun? Until one night she caught me right, now I'm on the run.
Oh, lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packin' mama, lay that pistol down. Oh, I see you every night, Bing, and I'll woo you every day. I'll be your regular mama, and I'll put that gun away.
Oh, lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packin' mama, lay the thing down before it goes off and hurts somebody. Oh, she kicked out my windshield.
Yep, that's Pistol Packin' Mama, baby. Who's the singer? Can you name
him? Bing Crosby. She called him Bing.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
Sorry.
But I knew his voice. You can't mess it up.
Yep.
That is a voice you cannot miss.
Yep. Hey, Clyde's Sports Shop website is ClydesFishingGear.com. Clyde's Fishing Gear. So, don't know what happened to Clyde Sports, but it's ClydesFishingGear.com if you want to check out the website, that's for sure. There's somebody on your ring, Robin. That wasn't on your ring.
Huh?
Somebody on the ring.
Oh.
Yeah. How about that? Look at that. Police visit.
That scared me to death.
Yeah, no question. So, yeah, Robin shared a video with Chris and I. Of what she caught on the ring, and it was a little bit spooky there for a minute, wasn't it, Chris?
Yes, it was. It's just all of a sudden you see this gray circle just moving around the lens.
Orb.
Yes. Yeah, and then a little later on you see this little longer shaped thing, you know, moving along, you know. So I suspect there was some type of bug or two on the lens that she was.
Yeah, the first one was probably Mr. Bug, and Mrs. Bug showed up a few minutes later.
I've never seen it where they're usually as close, but I can usually see like a spider or a bug that sets it off. That shows you how, I only have mine for people. I don't have it for cars.
Right.
Because we would have cars going off all the time.
Right.
And so I only have it for recognizing people, but it recognizes bugs actually also too. So
didn't you have one with a slug on crawling on the thing?
Yeah,
one night?
I did. I had a slug one night. And I had a spider one night.
Yeah.
The slug was kind of cool. It was kind of peeking over the top.
Yeah.
I sent you because you're terrified of spiders.
Thank you so much. And so you keep one of my fall when I fell out there?
It's somewhere in history, but I don't know where it is.
Yeah. Can't remember the date. Yeah.
Yeah, we try to forget things like that.
It was pretty scary when you watched that. So went out to the end of the – this was well over a year ago. Went out to the end of the – sidewalk and missed the last step. I'm not sure exactly how I did it, but I don't know if I missed a step or caught my heel or something, but I know one thing, I went down and went down hard. So
yeah, I think it was around Christmas time because I think the UPS man was making a delivery.
But a year ago,
UPS
yeah, it was well over a year. I think it was, yeah. Yeah. I will tell you one thing, though. The bumper of my truck is harder than my head. I found that out. So, surprisingly, but, you know, I found that out because that was what I impacted first. So, that was, yeah, that was a little bit traumatic. But, hey, here I am, 100%. So, always been a survivor. You know that, Robin?
I know.
Always been a survivor, baby. Fell off the roof. 3 rollover totals in my lifetime when I was younger.
And you keep asking why I'm nervous when you drive.
Yeah, but, numerous car crashes.
Yeah. How many times have you cut yourself out in the field?
Cut myself?
Either cut yourself or accidentally got a fish hook in your hand.
Oh, yeah, fish. Northern pike sunk one in to my middle finger one time. I was fishing off a dock at Lake Somerset, Pennsylvania, and I ran out of spinners because the little hammer handle, little undersized northern pike kept biting them off, so I put a Rapala on, and I threw it out there, and they were biting like crazy, and, you know, the little northern pike were maybe 15, 18 inches long, some of them. Anyway, I grabbed this one, and he shook his head and drove a treble hook, one hook of the Rapala, into my middle finger right to the bone. I could feel it scraping on the bone with the fish still on it. So the immediate our sense of urgency was to get the fish off the hook and get him back into water wherever he went. I don't know, but I got him off, and now I'm stuck there with this Rapala. I cut the line, and it's hanging in my finger. So I said to the guy next to me, I said, "Look, can you give me a hand here? I want to pull this out." He goes, "What do you want me to do?" I said, "I just want you to, I'm going to put this wire leader, got out of my tackle box through the bend in the hook, and I'm going to push down on the eye of the hook, and I'm going to count to 3, and when I say 3, jerk that thing as hard as you can and get it out of my finger." He says, "Won't that hurt?" I said, "No," and then I had to explain to him, while my fingers there throbbing, I had to explain to him that if you push the eye of the hook down, the barb will slide out the same wound that it entered through, okay? So he wasn't trusting me exactly, but I pushed the eye of the hook down on my finger, okay, which opened up the wound, and there's the barb stuck in there, and I said, "Okay, on 3, I want you to yank that. 1, 2, 3, pop," he yanked it, hook came out, no pain, other than a little bit of soreness for a day or so, and then it was all done, so... Yeah, I've hooked myself a few times. Hunting, fallen a few times. Not out of a tree stand or anything like that, but, you know, tripped over a root or tripped over a limb or something like that in the dark or even in the daytime.
Good time to look down.
Yeah, I know. Well, sometimes, you know, you're on your way into the stand and you're not paying attention and you put your foot under a limb or a vine that's running along the ground. You may not have seen it. I know one time at Howard County on a managed hunt out there, that happened in the snow. I had my tree stand, my climber on my back, and it has 3 steps on, you know, 3 cross rails on the bottom. And when I fell, the tree stand slipped forward, and I fell bong, bong, bong on the back of my head as the braces on the foot section of the stand hit me across the top of the head. Took me a second, but gathered myself up and went in and...
We got a phone call.
And hunted. Good. Who we got?
Stan.
Stan, man. Good morning. How
hey,
you, Stan?
Good morning. Good morning, all.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm still dry on the Western Shore, Mr. Allen, Ms. Robin.
Good for you. Good for you.
Yeah, I've been dodging it, hit and miss. I was going to ask you. I was deep in traffic. When was the contest going to begin with tackle box Tim's?
1st of May.
The 1st of May through May?
Through May, yep. Then 1st of June through June, and, you know, we'll be doing it through September.
Okay. I was just curious. I just caught the tail end of it jumping out of the truck, and
yep.
I wanted to make sure I get an early start.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Well, Chris will be ready for everybody 1st of May, so there you go.
I figured this way I haven't had any luck with muzzle loaders. Let me see what I can do with a couple lures.
There you go. Good luck to you. Good luck to you. Yeah, man. So.
All right. I got to get back to schedule, but it's nice to hear from you guys and always listening.
All right, buddy. Well, keep hauling that liquid gold.
And so is everybody else that's filling up right now. They're going to get to listen to you, too.
There you go. Good. Well, keep hauling that liquid gold up and down the highway, buddy. We need you.
Oh, the end of the month is coming. Get it now.
Yep, that's right. Oh, yeah, you're not kidding.
Exactly.
Thanks,
all right,
buddy.
Y'all.
All right. Take it easy.
Yep. Captain Don just sent me a video. I'll send it to you from Stony Beach Boardwalk. Looks a little overcast. Looks a little gloomy out there.
Cool. I like gloomy.
You like gloomy?
I do like gloomy weather.
Okay.
I do.
Gotcha. Let's talk to Lee. Good morning, Lee. How are you?
Hey, Alan.
What's going on, buddy?
Good, good. I never get to go fishing, but my son, after work, is going to Loch Raven, throwing these big custom-made swim plugs that he uses.
Right.
And he comes home one day and he says, Dad, I got a strike on a big northern pike. I just heard you talking about pike.
Yeah.
Well, he said this fish is probably pushing 40 inches.
Nice.
And I was like, oh, that's cool. So he shows me the lure, and it's got some scratch marks in it, right? I said, well, you hit it, but he didn't connect because they're very hard to get a hook into.
That's true.
So, and he goes back the next day to the same spot. Now he hooks the fish. He said he had it on, and it's crashing, and he's getting it up to the bank. He said, Dad, it was probably pushing 40 inches. This is
nice
Loch Raven now.
Yeah.
Huge northern pike. Pops off, right? He brings the lure home, shows it to me again. It's got a big tooth stuck into the balsa wood of the lure. He's got the tooth. I was like, well, at least you got something.
Yeah, you got something. You're not lying, right?
No, but pretty cool story. I haven't been fishing. I'm dying. I'm been working too much. And I imagine that shad should be starting to show up in the mouth of Deer Creek. But we're going to have high water and probably some floodgates up the Susquehanna.
Yeah, no question.
I'll be looking forward to that.
Yep, I think Uncle Dale went Tuesday, and I haven't gotten the report yet, but after that the floodgates open, so it's going to be a week or so until the water gets back to the.
You can still have floodgates and this fish will back up right in there into the mouth of Deer Creek.
Yep, that's true.
It seems like the only place you can catch them, but I don't know if you've ever tried the lower big gunpowder around Route 40. I used to go. I haven't done it in years, but that's another good place
for hickories.
Yeah, it's untapped. Nobody, you really don't. You'll see a few people fishing for white perch or whatnot.
Yeah, isn't that a snakehead headquarters now too?
I don't know. This is up in the gunpowder above Route 40.
Right.
Between Route 40 and Route 7, Philadelphia Road. But it's quite a fishery for hickory shad, and I've actually caught American shad up there.
Wow, that's great.
But it's literally, it's a little bit of a hike to get to.
Yeah.
But it's
fly rod opportunity, or do you got to use a spin and run?
Absolutely. I would take a little 5-weight fly rod with a floating line and use a little piece of sink tip with like a small clouser or even a small shad dart.
Yeah.
I've got some
shad flies that are pretty good, and I do have a sinking tip line on one of my spinner or fly reels, so it's good.
Yeah. It's all about the getting it in the right spot. Yeah, the fly rod really adds to the sport. Of fishing versus a spinning rod. Spinning rod, you're just sitting catching numbers, but the fly rod really enhances the sport of the bite.
Yep. Well, that was my first experience with the hickory shad was on the fly rod up in Deer Creek with Uncle Dale. As a matter of fact, if you go on the DNR website right now and go to the fishing report or the fishing section, you will see Uncle Dale and I fishing Deer Creek. There's the picture still on the website.
There you go.
How about that? still
yeah,
there.
Yeah, well, I love looking at some of those old pictures because
Dale was a shad guy for DNR. He did all the shad studies up on the Susquehanna. It took me along with him, and I think I can't remember the length of the shad that had to qualify for me to get a hat, and I finally caught one, catch and release, and tagged those American shad up on the Susquehanna. So that was a lot of fun. So
yeah, I got one I caught with a tag, and I got a nice shad hat. I actually caught a yellow perch one time
with a tag.
It was the first one turned in. It was a tag yellow perch in the Severn River.
Yeah.
It was the first one tagged, and I got a yellow perch hat.
Great.
From a DL.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right, Lee. Hey, thanks, buddy. We got to let you go. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Have a great day, Lee.
All right, you too, buddy. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, let's see. I want to talk about Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors. Today is their 12th annual open house today, 9 to 4, with seminars, Q&A sessions, raffle prizes. Randy Dean is going to be there. Randy's been a friend for a long time, bay hunter, charter fishing, snakehead fishing with high-octane baits, Captain Lonnie Johnson with GI Jigs, Jonathan Peake from Chesapeake Bay Fly, and more to come for seminars. So you'll get to mingle with those folks today. There'll be complimentary barbecue and sodas while the supplies last. And, of course, everything for crabbing and fishing. Fishing season is here. Crabbing season is also here at Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors, a.k.a. Crab Headquarters in Edgewater. The selection of tackle for freshwater, tidal, and bay fishing is amazing. And don't forget, it's a Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors open house today from 9 to 4. Rods and reels, artificial lures for perch, bass, snakeheads, and rockfish. Your local crabbing headquarters stocks crab traps and trot lines and net and bait bags and steamers and crab seasoning and much, much more at Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors, located at 3137 Solomon's Island Road in the northbound side. That's, Route 2. Northbound near Advance Auto Parts, call 410-9 in Edgewater. Call 956-0300. 410-956-0300. So Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors, everything you need for recreational commercial crabbing, freshwater, tidal, bay fish, and tackle too. Today's their open house from 9 to 4 with seminars, Q&A, raffle prizes, and much, much more. And they are loaded to the gills. I stopped by Thursday, and they have got everything stacked up waiting for you to stop by. So for more information, call 410-956-0300. Visit BayCountryCrabbingSupply.com. Waterman, bring your license to get your discount on your crabbing supplies. Robin?
Yeah.
Had a tire incident this week.
Yep.
But I was on the Western Shore.
Yep.
And Spurrier's Tire Service was my go-to place, but they were on the other side of the bridge. But
and they will always be our
go-to place. Always be our tire go-to place. Located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in Easton, where the locals get their tires and auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin and Yokohama and more, Spurrier's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any make, any model, any size, you name it. Tire repair, full-service automotive repair, 24-hour truck service, and more has kept Spurrier's Tire customers, including me and Robin, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment necessary. That's no appointment needed for tires. Or call Spurrier's Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384. Visit the website, spurrierstire.com, 410-822-7384 for Spurrier's Tire Service. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Cooler than average numbers for this Palm Sunday weekend with low temps tonight and tomorrow night down into the 30s, 39 degrees tonight. It's not record cold, but certainly well below average for us. Partly cloudy today, high 57, lows tonight in the upper 30s, and some sunshine Sunday with high temps in the mid-50s and upper 30s for Sunday night. We do enjoy some warmer numbers early next week for Monday and Tuesday with 60s and 70s for Baltimore. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, You can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, we're back. Right after the jingle, right, Chris?
Yep. Right after the jingle.
Right after the jingle, and here we are. So, did anybody see the article in Outdoor Life about the giant stripers being caught on the Susquehanna River catch and release? And some guy caught one 67-some pounds, and there he sits with this striped bass, this big cow, in his lap, you know, taking a picture, and one, it illustrates one of the main reasons why I don't like that catch and release season. Now, you can't do it now, but this was back in March. 67-pound striped bass, a million eggs, and, you know, there it sits out of the water in somebody's lap to take a picture. I can't figure it out, folks. Can't figure it out. We're trying to protect the resources, but they continue to allow that catch-and-release season. I'm not sure why. Anyway, just a commentary from my opinion, and I'm entitled to it. Right, Robin?
Mm-hmm.
Except with Robin. Robin, mm-hmm. Are you eating? Is that why your microphone is up over your head? We have Clay.
Like, let's talk. Always eating.
We
I'm
have
not.
Clay on the line. Let's talk to Clay. Good morning, Clay. Thanks for holding.
Hey, good morning. You know, I wanted to thank you, Alan, because a little over a year ago, I called you because you were describing the fall down your steps.
Yes.
And it came several months after I did the same thing. I caught the heel of my shoe
yep.
in the overhang, and I went face first down
yep.
the steps.
Yep.
And I called you then to thank you because you gave me chills down my spine remembering it. And you just did it again.
Well, you're welcome.
That's what he wanted, chills down his spine this
yeah.
morning.
Yeah, wow. That's just what you needed, a reminder of that, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I also wanted to comment, you were talking about the fish hook in your hand.
Yep.
I do, well, I used to do a ton of oyster shucking.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I think back, I'm in my 70s now, so the days of doing a lot of oyster shucking or falling down the steps
yeah.
are thankfully gone.
That's good.
I hope. But I ran an oyster knife through the fatty part of my hand between my fingers once.
Oh, man.
All the way through. a lot of people like their oyster knife to be rounded.
Yeah.
I like mine sharp.
Okay.
And I slipped, the oyster slipped in my hand, and it went right through my hand.
Yeah.
And it didn't hurt going in because everything was ice cold.
Right.
But I knew when I pulled it out, it was going to hurt.
So the anticipation there. Yeah.
Exactly. I turned to another guy, and I said, look at it. I'm going to turn away, grab that oyster knife, and yank it out. I swear I thought he would faint when he saw that. I was like, maybe you're not the person to help me. But he did. He grabbed it and yanked it out, and I put a glove on and went back to work.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
One of the first patients I ever had in the ER when I was doing x-ray was a kid who had cast, Boy Scout, he was in his little scouting uniform, cast and caught himself in the back of the head and got real and jerked it and went in real deep with a fishing hook. And I had to get an x-ray to see what it was if it had hit anything or.
Yeah.
Oh, geez. Just looks so. I do know a guy.
And you got the merit badge, right?
Yeah, I wish.
So.
I do know a guy hooked his own ear.
I've heard of that.
Once.
I've heard of that.
Wow.
You remember the old pocket? You remember the old pocket fisherman?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. They waned in popularity after so many people bought them and so many other people got hooked in the boat because, you know, normally you got a rod you can cast over your boatmate's head, you know. Not the pocket fisherman, man. You launch that thing, you're hitting your partner right in the chest or the head or something else, you know. So.
Ron Papil.
Ron Papil.
Yes, that's right.
Yep. I've got one here somewhere. So.
He came out with some bizarre thing.
The Ginsu knife. Remember
the
Ginsu
knife? But he made a lot of money.
He made a lot of money. No question. So.
Vegematic.
The Vegematic. That's the one.
That's right.
Yep.
So. All right, guys. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Clay. Talk soon. Yep.
See ya.
Bye. All righty. Yes, indeed. All right. Hey, Dale. What's up, buddy?
Good morning, you too. I hope you're well.
Doing good.
Good.
Good. I had to call in. I remember those days, Al. They were kind of good.
Yes, sir.
Kind of good, yeah. It reminds me of a line from a Steely Dan song, that's the logic. The days are gone forever, over a long time ago, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
So how'd you do Tuesday? Yeah.
Went Tuesday, hooked one. Water was in good shape, but.
Not now.
Not now. So I'll head back up this week, so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
See what happens. Water temperature was good. Conditions were good, but they're just, you know, there's some fish around. So a lot of herring up there.
Yeah. Good. That's good. Glad to hear that.
Alan, got a question on the ghost gun bill.
Okay.
What about an individual who likes to make his own firearms?
Yeah.
He makes them. Can he register that somehow?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So how would he do that? Would it have to be serial numbered or?
Yeah, you would have to get a serial number. I'm assuming there's an application or there's a way through the Maryland State Police to do that. You know, the Maryland State Police has a tremendous resource on their site about handguns and that type of thing. Or he may just be able to go to his local federal firearms dealer. You know, that's a good question. I might have to do a little digging on that one.
You have to call.
Because sure there's a lot of individuals who like to make that their own firearms. They customize it, whether it's on an AR-15 platform or even a bolt action, you know, with components that aren't numbered. So certainly wouldn't want to, you know, hurt that individual.
No, of course not. Nope, and the law-abiding citizen is always the one that gets hurt, don't you know?
There you go.
No, criminals aren't going to abide by it. They don't care. So,
no.
Yeah, I don't know if you remember a story about the pipeline. You know, Joe Biden brought up that Georgia supplies Baltimore with, you know, 400 guns a year, but they're just a minor player. Virginia and Pennsylvania are the big ones. So
yeah.
Anyway, well, I'm glad you had a good day. At least you got out, and
yeah,
I'll get up there with you one day this year. I kind of missed that last year, so
yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well,
right,
give me a shout.
Oh, you got it. Thanks, Dale.
Y'all take care.
All right.
Be safe.
See you, Dale.
See you, buddy.
Yeah, Dale, please get him out. There's something under your feet. Just be careful.
Okay, I'll watch it. Hey, you know what? Precision Taxidermy, new sponsor. Morning, John. Thanks for listening. Hey, because Precision Taxidermy in Catonsville specializes in waterfowl, that's where I take my waterfowl to be mounted for the wall. And I'm looking at that beautiful wood duck that John did for me, John Baresi. And there's another one behind me, which is a butterbill, and he's done work for friends of mine as well. John Baresi is a highly trained in his craft, and his quality work speaks for itself. So if you got a duck in your freezer, take it to Precision Taxidermist and get that done. In 2021, Precision Taxidermy, competing at the Maryland Eastern Regionals Taxidermy Convention, took the honor of first place state champion in the waterfowl division. Now Precision Taxidermy offers freeze-drying service for items like turkey heads and velvet antlers and small game birds and squirrels and things like that. Precision Taxidermy creates outstanding exhibits for all game species, including deer and big game. Precision Taxidermy, located at 504 Crosby Road in Catonsville. Call 410-744-1779. That's 410-744-1779 for Precision Taxidermy, dedicated to preserving your trophy and your memories. Yes, they are. Good folks there at Precision Taxidermy.
I love their work.
Oh, the wood ducks is spectacular. Clyde Sport Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. Why not stop by and get ready for fishing? Get some fresh monofilaments spooled on your reels. Check out the new spinning reels from Pan and Pfluger and Shakespeare. And the new, new ugly stick rods. I mean, they've been around for a long time, and they've been steadily improved over the years. Ugly stick, a lot of people love them, and you can check them out right there. St. Croix rods, if you want to upgrade your current situation, check out the St. Croix rods. You'll be glad you did. They have a great selection of St. Croix. They've been around a long, long time. Live and frozen bait, minnows, fish and license, rod repair, and everything from terminal tackle to lures and plugs and bucktails and everything for any type of fishing that you'd like to deal, in a full line of crabbing supply, too. Call Clyde Sport Shop, 2307. See Clyde Sport Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Phone number 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108. And the website is clydesfishinggear.com. Robin, what do you want to say?
No? Oh, I was going to say, the ugly stick. That's what I fished with when I was fishing all the time. I loved the ugly stick.
Ugly stick's a great fishing rod.
No, good play, nice fishing
rod. Oh, yeah. Yep, and I remember Hulk Hogan, you know, bending them in the...
Yeah, I did
that one time, broke the rod right in half.
Well, they had to have
In the store.
You had to have the Hulk's power.
Yeah, no. Hey, Hearth America Backyard Billy's on Kent Island knows fire. Are you looking for a new backyard grill? Pellet grills by Traeger and ceramic smoker grills by Kamado Joe and Big Green Egg. You'll see all that at Hearth America Backyard Billy's. How about premium gas logs by Real Fire to install in your fireplace to give it that beautiful glow on chilly evenings? Gas wall fireplaces can add a special look to any room, and gas fire tables are a distinctive addition to your deck or your backyard. You can see them all at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Now is the perfect time to own a new pellet grill, gas grill, pellet stove, good grief, a new pellet stove, gas stove, electric stove, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom, Route 50, Exit 44. Be ready for the cold weather now. Visit BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's open 7 days a week. Route 50, Exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace, and we'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called Value Guard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, Robin.
Yep.
We don't even have much time to say goodbye to folks, so...
I'm going to do it quick.
Say your thing.
Get out, stay safe, enjoy your family. If you got grandkids like us, spend some time with them. They're awesome.